The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Get up, get at it, and get it done with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
6 a.m., everyone. Good morning, and it's a Thursday, September the 12th, 2020. Good old 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Good to have you here. The weather, 45 will be the high today, and 57 Thursday, Friday 58 degrees, and Sunday 52. 303-696-1971. We opened the show and jammed up lines, and now we're open lines again, 303-696-1971. How do you think this ends? And will we be saying President Trump, or will we be saying President Biden? And show me where you see the Donald Trump win. I want to know how you see, other than supposition, because it's really significant, what the Trump administration must do is prove systematic fraud. It needs to be done. Tens of thousands of votes. And believe me, since, I don't know, Sunday, I've been spending my afternoons looking for evidence that I think is legitimately to be brought into a courtroom, and there is no evidence so far. There are chances in court, but I'm looking, and show me, as we said, did that throwaway line, I'm from Missouri, you got to show me. I started out on Sunday, and when he opened the radio show on Monday, and there was a lot of, once again, the anger at the morning show, but stories of signed affidavits attesting to illegal activity in Pennsylvania, in Nevada, the computer glitches, dead people voting in Pennsylvania, the postal worker. Now the whole state of Georgia will do a hand recount, and we will see how this ends. What do you think? Rush Limbaugh yesterday said that Donald Trump should have a czar. He should have an election czar, which is really an interesting idea. But Donald Trump, to retain the Oval Office, they have to have the locked-in proof of voter fraud. And keep in mind this time that we live in of internets and talk radios and the kind of media outlets that I just can't, the television outlets and really the idea of a fake news. But the Trump administration needs to show in a courtroom, and then we go from there. Not supposition, not that somebody's mother or uncle owns a company or because of those things. We have to see it. And the great fear, and if you look around you, the Georgia Senate race is going to get really, I think, very frightening. And in fact, it could end up with the Democrats running the Senate. That would make, they would have the executive branch, the Senate, and the House. And, you know, I know we didn't need Cory Gardner to, I mean, that's so maddening, and it's such a torn back scab for me that Cory Gardner's seat was going to be so needed. And of course, now it's gone. Reading about how much money the Wall Street banks have pumped into Joe Biden. The U.S. biggest banks in our country are spending fortunes to unseat Donald Trump. And Joe Biden's transition team, they're coming out of this. There's a piece in the New York Times of Biden's team of transition members and all Wall Street employees and Wall Street bankers and the big banks. And again, watching the Bush brothers cheer on Joe Biden. And Donald Trump, and when asked, and I defend Donald Trump, or whatever Trumpism is or what it means. But in my world, watching the things that I've watched, that Donald Trump brought back nationalism into this country, which is a form of racism to the politically correct. securing the borders, using tariffs to bring back manufacturing bases, taking on the PRC. Goodbye to globalism of the Bushes and others, staying out of these unnecessary wars, drawing down soldiers. The deal that they made in the Middle East is the equivalent to the downing of the Berlin Wall, swearing off these ideological crusades that these damn fools took so many young men into, so many young women into. And so now we hit this point. And it's interesting when you look at the Republican wins that did take place, particularly the women winners, they were all Trumpers. The blue wave hit Colorado because the Republican Party in Colorado is despicable. But across the country, with the exception of, you know, Lauren Boebert now is the face of the Colorado Republican Party. It's not Ken Buck. It's not the Nine Iron Brothers at Denver Country Club or Cherry Hills. It's this young woman who strapped on a gun and went down and confronted a Democrat presidential hopeful. I don't know what's going to happen. I would not bet against. But I'm frightened of the outcome of this. Jim, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, it's hard to bet this one. But, you know, the fact is the public got out and voted in mass, more so than ever before. You know, typically, the Republican Party, as per an analyst, Paul Weyrich, every time the voting public increases, the Republican Party's grasp on politics goes down. He said that in the 80s. It was true.
Sure, yeah.
I really thought that the Bushes, well, the Bushes did it as well, because after every Bush, we had pure evil in the White House immediately thereafter. So something excited
the
population
to go. Hold on a second. Who was more evil than Dick Cheney?
You know, mushroom clouds over American cities. That was a lie.
Yeah, well, that
where
was
the Lincoln group when he was threatening that during election time?
No, but they went along. They're neocons themselves.
Well, they made money off of it, so they were quiet then.
Of course.
They are the anti-Trump party.
Well, yes, and that's the Republican party, and that's the that's the party of Colorado.
Yeah, that's what used to be the Republican Party. I think now the Republican might actually be the Trumpists.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Donald Trump, Trumpism, if that's a term or is a term. But what happens if you look across the country where these wins have taken place, particularly these women who won, they're Trump supporters. Lauren Boebert, her husband gets on his Harley, rides up to Rushmore. She goes up, meets him. There wasn't any other Colorado Republicans up there. She went up there. She's the face of their party. She's the face of, I don't want to say Republicanism, because Republicanism to me is one of the Coors brothers or Walker Stapleton or this idiot Cory Gardner. That's the face of the Republican Party. Not anymore. It's this young woman. Do you agree?
That's what it's turned into. Now the Trump side of it, these folks are fanatics, and they're grasping at straws right now.
Well,
with their recounts and all the problems they're having with voting, which are unfounded at this point, they can recount it, and the ballots have been cast. There was so many people that voted this time that it's pretty clear.
Sure.
What has occurred, whether we want to admit it or not.
Well, I think that's the point. I can't find it. And I think if you try and do this job, as I believe it should be done, you spend a lot of time off air and you search for these, or you read the books, or you do whatever you do.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I can't find it. I can find a lot of accusations, but you have to have proof of voter fraud. And, I mean, walking in, not like 6 votes were stolen or... But you have to have enough votes to overturn, or maybe you can, if you have one massive scandal, you can maybe take that lawyer lie on one, you know, then. But, I mean, I went down the list. The Philadelphia Poll Watcher says there was corruption at the highest levels. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Okay. That's this quoted Poll Watcher. Where is he or she? And are they willing to go into a courtroom in Philadelphia and swear out an affidavit about what they saw. So far, right. No.
So far, it's all speculation. We've had massive voter turnout,
yes.
And now we have speculation trying to overturn the massive voter turnout.
Well, and you can't,
some people could foresee this coming
sure.
with the discipline that our politicians had leading up to that.
So
the bankers, hell, they put in $5 to Biden for every one they gave towards
of
the
course.
Republicans.
What does that, tell you? I mean, I've been reading about Wall Street and the Wall Street banks and how much money they pumped into Joe Biden. What does that then tell you about the progressiveness of the multinational banks?
Tells you who's in control, doesn't
That's exactly
it?
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
I
free
love
market's my free my, market's my hindsight.
That's right,
right,
my foot. That's right. Good call. Thank you. If you're looking to downsize your home, buy something bigger, a vacation home, interest rates are down. A friend of mine, what do you think? I said, interest rates are down right now. Stay down. Move now. You don't know what's going to happen, but they are down now. American Financing, call them. Lock this down right now. You're walking through short terms, 15-year conventionals, zero down payment benefits, maybe VAs. They're knowledgeable, man. They keep the conversation simple and straightforward. At least for me, they did. And I'm a dope, so you know if they can talk to me, they can talk to you. They have an A-plus with a Better Business Bureau. They know customer service is important. The lenders, American Financing, who knows what's on the horizon, but we know what today is. This is the day to call. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We go to Paul. Paul, you're on a radio show, man. Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. I understand your point about, you know, what you're not seeing much, but I will say this. I saw a CNN clip where like 19,981 votes, something like that, flipped instantaneously from, so they took away from Trump's total and gave the exact amount to Joe Biden's, total. So I don't know how you can explain that. I don't know if you can go into a court of law. Let me give you an alternative theory.
This is the flip that took place. I got to go to my notes. I got stacks of stuff. But the flip that took place actually went the other way. That's that system. Come on, Peter, where's your stuff?
The flip is always one way, taking away from Trump, giving to Biden.
There's a flip that, and I'm just telling you what I read. The flip takes place and they find the flip and it ends up in Donald Trump's favor.
Yeah. I've never seen that. I've seen
I'll find it for you.
In different states where the flips are. Exact amount. So, first of all, I don't know how you can, be up, 20,000 votes and have those taken away from you in an instant and then given to your opponent in an instant. That's how it's been going.
But how you're saying it. But you have to be able to. I understand that we're doing talk radio, and talk radio is just philosophy and anger but when we're talking about something this intense. And I'll find that story on the flipping. But you got to be able to walk into a courtroom and show it. Turn the cards over.
I agree with you, but let me give you an alternative theory. Mm-hmm. And the alternative theory is that this is not for the court. This is for public opinion, mm-hmm. and it will eventually, the hope is, and this is a long shot, but the hope is that the all these swing states are run by Republican have a Republican legislature. And so the point is they can send the electors, they can send whatever electors they want. They can say, Pennsylvania can
look,
say, you know
what
this
doing.
Is so
look,
fraught
look
with
what you're
cheating.
Doing. Look what you're doing. Look what you're doing to yourself. You know, seriously. I mean, believe me. Listen to me. Look at me. Listen to what you're doing. I'm going to slap you, for God's sake. Get a hold of this. I mean, it's the other morning, and I've done it once before and angered up the blood, is there is no historical evidence for Moses. Moses only exists in Quran, Torah, and Old Testament. There's no historical evidence of a Moses. He's a mythical person. And I tell you, it never stops. And you know, and so what you're doing to me here, you see what you're doing? This is like a religious belief. And
Peter, all I'm saying,
I know.
Here's the big concern. If in fact the demo, you know, it's like pornography. You can't define it, but you know it when you see it. It's the same thing
no,
with this cheating.
I don't. I mean,
I can tell that this is there's cheating. So there is systemic cheating. I agree with you. It's going to be hard to prove. The point here's my concern. If they do this, they're going to push. The left is never satiated.
No, of course
they're
not.
They're going to push us all into massive civil war types of conflict. And that's what I'm avoiding. And maybe that's why I'm reaching for the last straw.
I know.
Grasping at the last straw that's available. Maybe the legislature's come through. I don't know. But you're not going to have another fair election for 20 years. You're going to have a lot of unfortunately bloodshed.
I'm going to tell you something. This is the last Republican. And I don't call him a Republican. This is the last Republican to sit in the Oval Office in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So, but the PA courts, and I'm back into PA, all these election lawsuits brought by Donald Trump, there's a judge who asked a campaign attorney for the Trumps if he found any signs of fraud among they were challenging 592 ballots in Philly. The answer was no. The attorney's name is Jonathan Goldstein. And Donald Trump has, again, on Wednesday, Donald Trump took, they're going working at Philadelphia, which, of course, to me is a very questionable place. But, again, they can't seem to find, the Trump people have filed 15 legal challenges in PA alone for the 20, the actions are in Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and Michigan. And the lawyers must, again, walk this precarious line between advocating for Donald Trump and upholding the truth. And the attempts to, and there's a lot of ego here. I mean, I'm sitting here where people told me that Donald Trump was going to landslide Colorado. I'm sitting here, Cory Gardner was going to win. And like I said, you talk about taking heat. I don't mind it. But for 8 weeks, I mean, I was the worst human being, and now I'm still the worst human being. But the point of it is, Donald Trump and his team in these challenges must bring absolute proof of voter fraud. So
what does your spidey sense tell you, Peter? Do you believe there was systemic cheating?
No.
I believe they'll cheat when
they can. But you have to be able to see, we're doing belief words. So belief doesn't count. I mean,
I know.
Knowledge and belief are two separate things.
I know. I believe I've seen enough to say, you know, I believe there was systemic cheating.
Okay. Right.
And you know who you may want to get, and I don't know his name. It's hard to pronounce his name, but he ran in Massachusetts. He challenged the Republican. He lost, but he's an MIT professor. He's really smart with these numbers. And that's someone who I know would come on your show. And I think he'd be a fascinating. I heard him the other day on Larry Elder, and he was just unbelievably interesting and very clear to speak to. I forget his name, but he's an American. He's got like 5 degrees from MIT, and he unpacks the math behind the cheating.
Well, I've seen those models, and I've read them. You know, X amount of people walked in to vote, and there were the answer, and they had twice that many votes counted. But these are, for 40 years, Moses led the lost people in the wilderness. For 40 years, you can walk across that. I mean, you can walk across that in 3 days. They were lost for 40 years. There's no evidence of them. There's no archaeological evidence of the 40-year wander. And what you're doing, and like when thousands of years ago, when I got it drilled into me, the difference between belief and knowledge, and it's called epistemology, the philosophy of knowledge. And what makes talk radio so great, and many, many talk show hosts, to let everybody get away with whatever they want, and I love doing it. It's great stuff. But this is where the rubber meets the road. And any hope that Donald Trump has rests on not just what Paul the Caller or Peter Boyle's the on-air dope says, but evidence of massive voter fraud that was assembled. And you have to arrest these people, and you have to have these voter scams, and you have to have proof. And the evidence can't be, it can't be fraudulent evidence. You got to have ballots identified. You got to do all of this stuff. And I don't know if he has it.
I don't either.
And that, and there, and so it's like my grandma always talked about something called whistling past the graveyard. Like you're gonna end up in there, but you don't want to believe it, you know. And that's what it's called. And maybe right now, and I don't know, but I spend my time reading this junk, and the battleground state of Georgia now will do the full audit of the votes, and they're going to do it by hand. And I read the numbers. Biden is ahead in the state. I mean, you're talking about squeaking, 49.5. Donald Trump has 49.2. He has a 14,000 vote lead. Now, you know, I know from drag racing, if you cross an eighth of a second first, you win. And I've been reading about the Dominion voting systems. And here's what I was looking for. Antrim, A-N-T-R-I-M, County, Michigan. And they had this glitch. And it turned out Donald Trump won with a 56% of the vote. And it isn't clear if that software affected other races. Is it conceivable? Sure. But the Georgia results, and by the way, full circle and full cycle because I'm still angry. What if these state, what if these Senate seats in Georgia go to the Democrats? Wonder what Cory Gardner or Ken Buck or any of those guys will say then. Don't know.
Go well,
on. I'm listening.
We're headed towards massive dystopia. You know, my wife and I are watching The Handmaid's Tale, and it's like, you know, I just can't. It's just the opposite. It's the left that's going to be pushing us to great dystopia, you know. But I see all these women with masks on. I mean, you know, we're heading into massive repression, massive subjugation.
Yeah, you watch.
Our freedom is going.
You watch.
It's insane.
No, you watch.
It's completely insane.
Agreed. Because of the loss of Jerry Jeff Walker, I've been, you know, when I read or go on the internet, I have a lot of Jerry Jeff playing in the background. And that going, yeah, it wasn't his, it was Gary Nunn's song, but Going Home to the Armadillo. I'm thinking, oh, God. Or getting the LA Freeway song, or. And I just keep going, you know, when Jerry Jeff says either getting off of the L.A. freeway, he's either before we either get killed or caught. And I thought, man, that's a true line. You take care of yourself. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
All right. Seasons are changing and furnace checking time. And I put these guys over, man. Mighty. Kevin and the guys at Mighty Plumbing and Heating. They've been to the family unit on two times. And look, these costly repairs could have been prevented. I said oil change in my truck. You know, remember the old days? You was just, you didn't have no money, just driving oil. Man, you need some oil. I don't have the money. Well, then it's stupid because then something blows up and then it really costs a lot of money. Change the oil. Same deal here. Have them come out and look at your furnace. Everything's working and safe. The costly repairs that could have been prevented. You know, that's when you slap yourself in the back of the head. I could have done this. $69 for a furnace safety check. I'm telling you what, man, call a man up, 720-340-1950, 720-340-1950. Schedule online, mightyph.com. They do a drain cleaning deal for $69 as well. But for $69, and when they come to the house, you'll know when they're going to be here. They're all COVID protected. They wear the masks, and you have a little picture of them, and the guy's coming. And they are the best guys, for real. I mean, really good guys. $69. Check the furnace. 720-340-1950, 720-340-1950, call them.
To the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everyone, on a Thursday, November the 12th, 2020, highlight at 8 o'clock, the book Empire, William Paley and the making of CBS. 710 KNUS 45 will be the high today. We go here to Steve. Hey, Steve, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning. Thanks.
Morning, Peter.
Hey.
As far as evidence, Kayleigh McEnany, I'm looking at an article here from the Epoch Times.
Mm-hmm.
She's announcing 234 pages of affidavits.
Yep.
Now, let's go to Michigan specifically.
Okay, but again, let me pause you again because I read that. Now walk them into a courtroom. Don't just say you got them.
They're going to.
Let's see, because they have they have to walk them in, and they have to be tested in a very legitimate, not internet, but very legitimate moment.
So, this is Kayleigh McEnany.
I understand.
He's not in.
See, and that's.
Let's go to Michigan real quick.
Go ahead.
Because I only got a second here.
All right.
I will refer you to a really good video that it says you can have your call screener write this down. Rudy Giuliani on contact with CIA.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the story. I know the story.
Election regularities. But that's not what I want to talk about, the CIA thing. I want to talk about what Rudy has, 1,000 of these phony ballots. Do you know he's got that?
I know that.
Do you know he also has a Democrat city worker who has signed an affidavit?
But may I pause you again? The election has been over for a week and 2 days. I admire Giuliani, but he has to walk that into the courtroom in Philly, and they have to file it. And so far in Pennsylvania,
not Philly. This is in Michigan. The wrong state.
He's made the charges in Philly. That's where Giuliani's making his charges. But go ahead.
But what I'm talking, he's making charges in Michigan as well.
Well,
okay, yeah, he is. I think you need to get some better information.
No, I got. Listen, I'm pretty good at this. But go ahead.
Yeah, Dominion is located here in Denver.
I thought it was in Fort Collins.
Yeah, it's here in town.
You need to get some better information. I'm sorry.
Why did Axios take Pennsylvania down for Biden?
Well, they didn't. They didn't take all of Pennsylvania. It hangs up in two places, in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County and Philly, both run by Democrats, both incredibly corrupt. So it gives credence to the fight. But
Alito have the segregation of ballots?
But
why
again,
was that?
See, this has to go to a court. It is.
There's time. There's plenty of time, bro. There's plenty of time. Yeah, you're getting all in a hurry.
Well, I'm not making it into a hurry. What I'm saying to you is it must be done. And if you have it, let's do it. Because the longer this goes. Don't let me go.
Why is Ron DeSantis? Why is Don? Hello.
Here. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah.
I'm
why
here.
Is Ron DeSantis? He's presented legislation to the Florida State Senate and the Florida State House that will allow for citizens to protect their businesses. Did you see that?
What does it do with the count on this? I mean, it has nothing to do with anything.
Well, because I think Mr. DeSantis is anticipating that Trump's going to win.
Well, then
there's not going to be any riots.
Then, like I said, let's go and.
A lot of people are looking at this.
I understand.
Look up General McInerney, and then also look up the relationship between Sidney Powell and General
there
Flynn.
There you go. See?
Because General Flynn knows about hammer and scorecard.
Okay, well, that's the Old Dominion.
Of course, Powell.
That's Dominion.
Yeah, that's Old Dominion. Yeah. Exactly. And one more thing. The 2012 election, hammer and scorecard were used.
Yeah, but listen,
they tried to use it in 2016, but they failed.
You see what you're doing? Like to the last guy.
No, this is from General McInerney.
My friend, Steve, listen
if
to me.
If you don't believe General McInerney, that's fine.
Okay, Steve. All right, listen. The point of this is it all has to go to court. All kinds of things can be said about what Giuliani says he has, but he was talking about Philly when he was talking about what he has, about what's going to happen in Michigan. All right.
I just read you the article. I watched it three times last night. He's talking about Michigan now. You need to understand that.
Well, that may have been the overnight move. But that may listen, please. Once again, that may have been the overnight move. But Giuliani was talking principally about Philadelphia.
Not anymore. He's talking about Michigan now.
Well, because
he's got a stronger case in Michigan.
Because the Philly stuff didn't come out. It didn't wash out.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, they're not done in Philly.
All right.
That's why Axios took it down.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And the GSA hasn't certified ascertainment.
I understand.
Look that up, too.
All right. But
the GSA is telling Biden, no, you're not president-elect.
All right. No, I
look it
he's
up.
Not.
GSA.
I don't have to look anything up. I know he's
Government
not.
Government Services Administration.
Okay. All right.
That's
it's Trump stuff, and what I'm saying to you is, do you believe? Here's a question: when in February 1, are you going to say President Trump or President Biden?
President Trump.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
All right.
Without a doubt. Yeah, I'm sorry, but and then also look up this guy in CSIS is part of Department of Homeland Security.
Listen to me, son. This is all conspiracy stuff, and it's great. I know it's not, but it's great on talk radio. The point
the
of it is,
I read was from February.
I said it's all great talk radio
before COVID.
Listen to me here. Listen carefully. These guys got the
carefully. Donald Trump's going to be president.
Okay. Have a good morning. Thanks, man. All right. Let's go here. We go to Don. Don, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. I don't call very often. This has been an interesting morning for you, hasn't it?
It's been an interesting eight weeks for me.
You think? So I have one simple question. If this continues, if we have this, bickering,
it's a fight.
A fight. If this fight continues, at what point does the security of this country become vulnerable?
Well, it's part of where I think the Marxists want to take it. Look, I'm kind of a geek on Karl Marx and the Bolsheviks and revolutionary politics, and either going after the cops or going after and creating problems. Like, I despise this, now we're all going to get along, Joe Biden reaching out with the olive branch. Hell's bells. They called that man a racist, a supremacist. They called him Adolf Hitler. They called him everything. Coming down the escalator.
I get that.
And so they, for 4 years, 5 years practically, they called him and every one of his supporters the worst possible names they could. And now that maybe he's beaten, now here comes Joe Biden and media members and others saying, well, let's all just shake hands and let's all hug and forget about it. I don't forget about it.
Right. But my question is more like, let's just assume that Biden becomes a president.
Right.
But say the Trump administration, and I don't know for sure. I've heard stories about
act like Hillary acted? Is that what you're talking about?
Basically, but not let him be part of the security briefs
and
when does that become an endangerment to the country, especially if they declare him a winner?
They've got to do two things. One is, when it was Al Gore and W, remember, there was a sitting president, Bill Clinton.
Oh, I get it.
Okay,
yes.
So they both got schooled. Now,
of course.
I agree with you, but there'll be plenty of, if in fact what is true is true, there will be plenty of time. Plus, Joe's been on the inside for so many years. Do you really think that there's any really deep state stuff that Joe doesn't know about? Of course not. Harris sits in the Senate. These people are hip to all kinds of stuff. But if you want me, and I had this conversation with somebody yesterday, I don't forgive. I was told, the things that were said to me, and it's interesting what gets said to you, and the names you get called. But not just me, but everybody that supported Donald Trump. And so all of a sudden now, here's this man who's one of the few people on the face of the earth older than me saying, now we're going to be the president for all people, and I love you, and come together. After you did what you did for the last 4 or 5 years, now you're going to come to me and say, it's okay now? It's not okay. I won't make it okay.
No, but the history of politics, it appears to me every time there's a, and I don't want to use, that's the wrong word. Every time there is a political shift in this country, at one time or another, those people make the same statements in one way or another.
Actually,
maybe not quite this blatant.
Actually, when you see something like Eisenhower and, Nixon and Jack Kennedy, the first really, first election I was very aware of.
But you didn't see
when Gerald Ford passes the baton to Jimmy Carter. You didn't see this kind of stuff happen. When Jimmy Carter passes the baton to Ronald Reagan, you didn't see this kind of stuff happen.
I think you saw it happen when Clinton passed it to Bush.
No,
I think.
Actually not.
I think they
got along. Remember, Barbara Bush called him Bill Bush, and there was Bandar Bush, and the Clintons were tight. They're all the they're the establishment. The only thing that Bill Clinton is alleged to have said, because Al Gore breaks from him, is when the transition is taking place and W is getting sworn in, Bill Clinton was overheard saying, pointing at Al Gore, if the dumb son of a bitch had only listened to me, he'd be getting sworn in right now.
Well, so did, and I'm not sure.
I am.
Wasn't there a problem? No, I get that, Peter. But wasn't there a problem and some reports saying that because security information wasn't passed between the two administrations, there could have been some things around 9/11 that could have been prevented?
No, I'm a geek about reading about it. The Clintons had two opportunities to kill Osama. They never did it. There was, you know, the misdirection, and that's another great sadness. But no, but by the way, W was in office quite a while when 9/11 happened. And so, no, it's for another morning.
I think it's a drag for me. I hate to see us. To me, it's going to ruin the country that's already falling apart.
Five years, these guys have laid the wood to everybody. Everybody goes to church or wants a gun.
I know.
Or doesn't.
I wasn't a full Trump supporter. I supported some of the stuff, and some of the stuff I didn't. And I was chastised. I get it.
But you can't now come to me, Joe, and these idiot Republicans that are all going to support John now. Okay, fine. I don't.
Well, I have lost so much faith in the way this entire election system runs. I'm not going to. I would have a hard time getting an olive branch from anybody.
There you go. All right. Twin Aspen Dental. Truly. I mean, you did what you did. You said what you said. And now we're all supposed to be, let's hug. No. Well, forget it. Resist. Twin Aspen Dental is open. You need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful. You need a family dental clinic for your checkups and cleanings. Dr. Richter's my guy, the family dentist. Pandemic or not, keeping their patients, employees, and the community safe is the priority. Everybody they treat like they're infectious, and that way they maintain top-notch infection control. If you'd like to experience the same quality of care the family's experienced for years, it's Dr. Brian Richter, Twin Aspen Dental Center, full-service dental clinic. Take care of the smallest cavities to total dental makeovers. Be confident in your smile. And this is the door. This is the door kicker. Kicks the door open. Then you go in. A free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. You want free teeth whitening for the rest of your life? Yes, I do. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. On the web at TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. Call Brian up. 303-841-7466 today.
Listen live at radio.com. The Peter Boyle Show.
Here you go. But I'm leaving Jerry Jeff. As fast as I can. Going back to a bar called the Armadillo.
I want to go home with the Armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene.
It haunts me.
Friendliest people and the prettiest women you ever seen.
Written by Gary P. Nunn, Jerry Jeff Walker. About living, he's in London, and it's cold over here. I love this.
Well, it's cold over here, and I swear, I wish they'd turn the heat on.
So this becomes the theme for Austin City Limits, the great television show on PBS, and Jerry Jeff's song, and Gary P. Nunn writes it. A true story, and they had the Armadillo, the headquarters for the Armadillo in Austin, Texas, and he wanted to go home to the Armadillo. Thursday morning, them limey eyes, eye and the prize. November the 12th, 2020, that's Jerry Jeff music. I was a huge Jerry Jeff fan. I actually met him once with Michael Florwax, and now that he's gone and Billy Joe's gone, and I don't know. It's that moment for you. But that music, who was better than Jerry Jeff Walker? Good morning, everyone. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. We have Rob Nettleson coming up about 20 minutes after the hour and 7. And then Empire, William Paley in the making of CBS News, which is just a great. All right, let's go. Where are we going here, Billy? What line? We're going to Destiny? All right, we'll go to Destiny. Women First, you're on a radio show. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Pete. First, I want you to know how much I really appreciate you.
Well, you're kind. Thank you.
I wanted to pass this on. President Trump has put out, he has asked that we, the people, write a letter requesting an audit, not a recount, of all in question. And his address is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20500.
Well, even if, and again, you know, you have to bring things forward. And talk radio, and tragically, most of what goes past as news or what's limited for newspapers or the internet is now replete. The battle now takes place in the aftermath of the election on the truth. And it isn't somebody's side. The truth doesn't have a side. The truth is simply the truth. And this radio station attracts right-of-center people. And they were overwhelmingly surprised. Now, and perhaps cannot accept that it actually happened. And it really is it's a religious moment. This can't.
Well, an audit wouldn't hurt. And 71 million letters.
Yeah. But that's deaf ears. But the battleground state of Georgia will now, they're going to conduct a full audit of all votes by hand. This is for the first time. I looked at the numbers this morning. Joe Biden has 49.5% of the vote so far, and Donald Trump has 49.2%. The lead, Biden's lead, is 14,000 votes. Now, it's one of the many states and one of many areas that's come under question. The Secretary of State, who is a Republican, who now the Trumpers are turning on him, but Georgia will hold the first ever election results hand-counted, hand-recounted.
Wow.
And that's huge.
It's huge. And my husband and I are going to write two separate letters because we're two separate people.
Good.
When is the last time letters actually, people email, but they don't send letters? That is a real physical, you can see it,
I understand.
Show.
Will that make a difference?
I don't know, honey. Got to try.
Oh, no, I understand all that. But once again, I keep coming back to this. And, you know, as a reader, no more than a reader, you have to go into the courtroom. You have to go before these judges and juries and evidence collectors. And any hope that Donald Trump has of retaining the Oval Office, it isn't, I mean, God love you and your husband for sending letters, but you have to have proof of voting fraud. Proof of voting fraud. And the anger that's out there, and believe me, Donald Trump was the most mistreated president, certainly in my lifetime, but he has to have a legal win. And so far, I can't find proof of fraud.
But you can't have proof of fraud if you can't look things over.
Well,
so it's a catch-22.
But there's attempts now. I mean, in Pennsylvania, there's judges in Pennsylvania that... And, you know, now the next level would be, well, you can't believe them. But they have rejected attempts. I mean, Donald Trump, they're looking at Philly in spite of what the other fellow said. And Philly's a Democratic stronghold that pushed Joe Biden really to the 270 electoral college votes needed to win. And a president has accused a local Republican election official, a guy by the name of Al Schmidt, of ignoring a mountain of corruption and dishonesty. Okay, let's see the mountain. I mean, it's truly, and I'm Donald Trump's boy, I can do this radio show, and we can do it in the stratosphere of, oh yeah, he really won, but he's being screwed, and that's not honest. There are 15 legal challenges in Pennsylvania alone. There's action in Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and Michigan, but the lawyers have to walk in, and they have to show. And the rest of it is just the rest of it.
Yes, but they're trying to block it. But we want you to stop blocking it.
See what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so the outcome will be jaded no matter what the outcome will be. Do you think
Well,
I understand all that. And the trying is taking place by attorneys in courtrooms. We're gathering evidence.
Don't you think it'll also, though, help support? I mean, if I was Trump, he's got holes in him. He's been beat to a pulp.
Oh, yeah.
Having letters from all the people, that helps to make him feel good today.
He's got 71 million letters. That's the people that voted for him, including
exactly.
me. But that's more important. I mean, 71 million people voted. He's the most maligned, beat-up guy that ever had the job. He didn't run against
exactly.
He didn't run against Joe. He ran against the NFL. He ran against NBA. He ran against academia. He ran against Hollywood. He ran against the banks. He ran against the multinational corporations. He ran against the Republican Party. He ran against the deep state. He ran against the swamp. He ran against all these people, and he got 71 million votes, and he may have got clipped. And
you have a great list. I'll add the Pilgrim Society, which I recently learned about, to that list.
Well, no, Lincoln's not Pilgrims, but the American First.
No, Pilgrim Society is out of London and out of New York. It's behind, apparently.
One.
If you're into conspiracies, that's what it said.
All right. But the point of this is.
Anyway.
There was no new wars. None of these ideological crusades that were launched by these neocons. Secured our borders, bringing manufacturing back, took on the PRC. America First, we became proud of the country. They were nationalist. Nationalism returns, and that's called racism. And all this insanity. But if Joe becomes our 46th president, they're going back and they're going to get back in bed with the Iranians. They're going to do the Green New Deal. They're going to Paris Accords. They're going to go back, and they call him China Joe. It's one of his names. The wall won't be completed. All of these things, they're going to happen under this guy. And they're going to grab guns. They're going to do these things. But you know what?
I know.
You know what?
Yeah.
It just is.
No.
Thank you. All right. We're coming back. We'll continue in open lines with Rob, and then Rob Nadelson. But then the highlight, Empire, Paley in the making of CBS. And there's some moments in that I think could be coming our way again. Billy, where are we? We going to time to break. Let's do the turnaround. Hang on, everybody. 710 KNUS.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696.